We have come to think of politicians as avatars for ourselves, avatars for our political beliefs, avatars for thoughts about our government is better and America is great, and avatars for these little slogans that could fit on a bumper sticker. Avatars for small government, avatars for big government, avatars for compassion, avatars for the right way. All of these different little bumper stickers, we think of politicians as avatars for ourselves, for these little ideas that are running in our mind. All these little dogmas that we've decided and feel like are part of ourselves. And so we think that we can put these ideas, so we feel like there's a competition, there's a battle, a WrestleMania of ideas. And we think politicians need to be up there wrestling for us. Yeah, you represent what's inside my brain. I want you to win. I want you to body slam for my ideas. You body slam those liberals, or you show those conservatives that, we're not all about the rich 1%. We hate them. We're not the 1%. It's our time now. They've had it for so long, we're going to take it back. And so politics is just football or rugby or some stupid, we're trying to make politicians into something that it's not. All of this emotional damage we're trying to inflict on everyone around us is the purpose of politics. And the purpose of politicians should be to weigh and measure cost and benefits. We need to change the whole paradigm. We need to make politics boring again. 99% of what politicians do is decide which things to give money to, which things to make a priority. And they're bad at it because they just want a WrestleMania. They want to shout and insult and emotional body slam each other. And we have these retards up there just doing these emotional games when they should be measuring and weighing and, deciding. The human brain is a decision is a measurement device. Decisions are ways of measuring cost and benefits. But we've made it into this stupid winner-take-all fight that our founding fathers predicted would happen and tried to prevent when they tried to prevent political parties. So we need a political party that doesn't just promote dogma and, our side is going to win and all this my side bias. We need a political party that actively tries to use collective intelligence to weigh and just be adults, be grown-ups. And some of these things are, some of the decisions the politicians make do tie into all of these emotional things that we have. But you don't want to be, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. Maybe a warrior in a garden isn't going to do a very good job of gardening, and then you need food in order to live, and so maybe we die either way. But having these retards represent us in politics as our elected officials who don't know anything about weighing pros and cons, looking at both costs and benefits, who think that their job is to win against liberalism, not to balance the valid interest of liberals against the valid interest of conservatives. They're fighting the wrong game. They're never going to win for America because they don't even they think they're involved in a fight that shouldn't exist.
That's why we need a political party that's about processes, not dogma or principles or, you know, big government or little government or the I'm for the 99, I'm for the... The Republicans don't say that they're for the 1%. They have different arguments. They're all stupid.